This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas, Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David, Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Shua Aryeh, Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Zisel. The parasha begins with Avram leaving Haran and entering Eretz Yisrael. However, due to a hunger in the land of Eretz Yisrael, Avram was forced to leave Eretz Yisrael and go down to Mitzrayim. As Avram and Sarai approached the borders between the two countries, Avram became aware of Sarai's beauty and began to worry that the Egyptians would want to marry her and kill him in order to do so. As the Pasuk says, V'hoya ki yira oisecha mitrim, and it will be when the Mitzrayim will see you, Sarah. V'amru ishtai zais, and they will say, this is his wife. V'hargu oisi, and they will kill me. V'oisach yechayu, and let you live. On this Pasuk, the Medrash Pliya cryptically comments, Mikan she'shechtim l'chole b'Shabbos. We may derive from here that it is permitted to shecht an animal on Shabbos to feed a sick person. The question is, what is the connection between these two seemingly unrelated topics? The Ran and Yuma Daf Pehe questions, why is it permitted to shecht an animal on Shabbos so that a sick person may have kosher food to eat, when it is possible to feed him readily available non-kosher meat? Although it is preferable to eat kosher food, but why is it permitted to be over the Isra of shechting on Shabbos when it is possible to be over a lesser sin of eating non-kosher? And the Ran answers that although shechting on Shabbos is more chomer than eating non-kosher, the Isra of shechting will only have to be performed once. However, the Isra of eating non-kosher, while not as severe, will be repeatedly transgressed with each bite. For this reason, it is preferable to be over a one-time sin of shechting b'Shabbos rather than a lesser sin of non-kosher, which will be transgressed with each bite. The Daas Akademi Bali HaTosfos asks on our Pasuk, if Avram was sure that Paroi would not be over the Isser of Eishes Ish and therefore would kill him first in order not to be over the Isser of Eishes Ish, why wasn't he equally sure that he would not be over the Isser of Ritzicha of killing him? Because both Ritzicha and Eishes Ish are part of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So why would Paroi be more worried about the Isser Eishes Ish than the Isser of Ritzicha? Based on the Ran we mentioned before, the Chanukas HaTorah explains that since Paroi wanted to marry Sarah, Avram reasoned that he would pick to be over the lesser of the two Isurim. If he would keep Avram alive, then every time Paroi would have relations with Sarah, he would be over the Isur of Arayis. Therefore, it would be better to kill Avram, be over the Isur Ritzicha once, and then Sarah would not be an Eishes Ish. So we see from our Pasuk the logic that it's better to be over an Isur once rather than many times. And based on our Pasuk, the Medrash says, Mikan she'shechtim l'chole b'Shabbos. Just like Paroi would rather be over the Isur Ritzicha once and not Eishes Ish many times, so too, it is preferable to shecht on Shabbos once in order not to have to be over the Isur of Achila of non-kosher with every bite. Mikan, from our Pasuk we see, she'shechtim l'chole b'Shabbos. Second Dvar Torah for this week is that by the Bris Ben Abisorim, Avram asks Hashem, Vayomer, Avram asks, Hashem Elikim, Bamo Eda Ki Irashenu. Hashem, how will I know that my children and I will inherit Eretz Yisrael? And in that Pasuk, Avram addresses Hashem as Hashem Elikim, with the name of Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the shame of Adnos. The Gemara Brachas Dav Zayin says that Avram was the first person in history to call Hashem Odoin, Master, with the shame of Adnos. There was once a person who wrote a pirush on davening and came to the Goyin for a haskama. And the Goyin examined the sefer and saw a vort explaining why we start tefillah shachris with the tefillah of Adonai Olam. And the author of the sefer explained that we know that the tefillahs were instituted by the Avos. Avram was mesaken shachris, Yitzchak mincha, and Yaakov ma'ariv. And since Avram was mesaken shachris, and he was the first person to call Hashem with the shame Adnos, with the shame of Adoin, we start his tefillah, we start Avram's tefillah, with Adoin Olam. When the Goyin saw this insight, he said that the whole Sefer was worthwhile just for this Vart. In a similar vein, the Meshech Chochma explains that although Talis and Tefillin are applicable to be worn all day, We are accustomed to wearing it by Shachris. In this week's parasha, after Avram defeated the four kings, Melech Stoim offered Avram that Avram can keep the spoils of the war. But Avram refused by saying that I will not take michut from a thread at Sroichnal to a shoe strap, in order that Melech Stoim cannot say, Ani hesharti es Avram, I was the one who made Avram wealthy. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yuzayin says that b'schus that Avram did not want to take a chut, a thread, from Melech Stoim, his children were zeiche to the threads of the mitzvah of tzitzis. And b'schus he did not want to take a sroichnal, a shoe strap, from Melech Stoim, his children were zeiche to the straps of the mitzvah of tefillin. Says the Meshech Chochmah, although talis and tefillin may be worn all day, since we merited to have these mitzvahs, b'schusai shel Avram, we commemorate this by specifically wearing talis and tefillin by Shachris, which was the tefillah that Avraham instituted.